Welcome to the Holiness Today podcast. On today's episode, listen to NMI Central's mission highlights from the month of October. NMI Central focuses on the global work of the Church of the Nazarene, making you aware of the prayer needs and praise reports of the global church.
Papua New Guinea. The island nation of Papua New Guinea has known centuries of complex foreign rule and has been a divided nation under German, British, and Australian governance until it gained independence from Australia in 1975. It is still part of the Commonwealth of Nations with the British monarch as head of state. PNG is noted to be one of the world's most linguistically diverse nations, boasting 839 languages. The work of the Church of the Nazarene officially started in 1955. 10 of the 17 districts are accessible by road, and 7 districts by air. Of PNG's 22 provinces, the church has gone into 18 provinces. Until recently, the Church of the Nazarene has yet to reach 4 provinces, but with the establishment of a pioneer area encompassing these remaining 4 provinces, the church is now present and active in all 22 provinces of PNG. The majority of the population has little educational background, though it is estimated that half of the population is under the age of 25 years. Modern technology is not available in many areas. These realities present both challenges and opportunities for the Church of the Nazarene as it seeks to minister effectively throughout the country. NMI Snapshot. 3 districts in Jawaka Province, Jawaka North, Jawaka South, and Bromley districts, recently had a combined laity retreat. The retreat theme was Empowering Laity for Missions. Over 200 laity attended the retreat. Participants were challenged to come out of their comfort zones, rise up, and take ownership of missions work within their district and the nation. Ladies from our local churches helped with cooking for our participants. On the closing day of the laity retreat on missions, children and youth from Emmanuel Church of the Nazarene performed an inspiring play. They dressed in different costumes from other countries, representing missionaries serving around the world. Their emphasis was to pray, give, and go, and they prayed for missionaries everywhere to promote missions. Many of our churches are coming to realize the importance of World Evangelism Fund giving. Information and education has been shared with each family unit, and they are serious about giving to WEF. Some churches organize a day of giving thanks, and they give on that day for missions. Cornerstone Church of the Nazarene in the Jawaka North District faithfully gives to WEF yearly. This year, they have overpaid their budget. Throughout PNG, the Chimbu District leads by example in giving to WEF. We praise God for increased knowledge and understanding of the importance of giving to World Evangelism Fund. Prayer. Pray for our church leaders, most of whom have basic education and are having difficulty coping with modern changes. Pray that God will call professional laypeople into ministry. Pray for God's wisdom and guidance for our pastors and ministry leaders. Pray that Christians will not lose spiritual focus in the difficult times, but will continue to trust and depend on God. Continue to pray for the Kujip Nazarene Hospital, which is in need of more missionary doctors, medical supplies, and support. Praise. We praise God for outreach programs among women and youth, reaching out to newcomers and paving the way for church planting. Praise God for successful crusades on each district. More people are coming to know and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Many come following the crusades as family units confirming their faith. We praise God for our growing church family who are coming to better understand missions and are committed to giving to missions. Jamaica. Jamaica was one of the islands discovered by Christopher Columbus in 1494 and was settled by the Spanish until the 16th century. In 1655, the British seized the island to establish a plantation economy there. With the abolition of slavery in 1834, an estimated 250,000 slaves were freed. In 1958, Jamaica increased its independence from Britain, but joined other British Caribbean colonies in forming the Federation of the West Indies. In 1962, Jamaica withdrew from this federation to gain full independence. The Church of the Nazarene officially established work in Jamaica in 1966. It is estimated that over 45% of the population in Jamaica is under the age of 25. Because there is such a large youth population, children and youth are a primary focus for the churches in Jamaica. NMI Snapshot. In keeping with the Great Commission and the mission of the Church of the Nazarene, Jamaica continues to make concerted efforts to win souls for the kingdom of God through evangelism. Our approach has been to train our membership on evangelism and follow this training by providing opportunities to practice and apply learning at the local church level. Training began in May 2023 with a week of prayer and fasting to seek the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our efforts at evangelism. Led by the Evangelism Board, This was followed by several days of teaching theories of evangelism focused on the what, why, when, and how of evangelism. Buoyed by the newly acquired learning and a fresh zeal for winning souls for the kingdom, churches have conducted outreaches through crusades. Varied approaches are being used, including tract distribution in casual walks through communities, prayer walks focused on the needs of the communities, and one-to-one witnessing in nearby communities. Needs in the communities where active evangelism occurs cannot be overlooked. One church has embarked on a Saturday Soup and Praise initiative, where soup is served and praises are shared through personal testimonies. Strong relationships are being built with families, and children from the community are attending children's church. Soup and other food items are taken to those who are unable to leave their homes for physical reasons. 5 persons have accepted Christ through these efforts. There is a strong emphasis on bringing children to Christ. Sunday school teachers have been trained specifically to evangelize children, and teachers to help children see that they are evangelists themselves. Through Children's Fun Days, 25 children have been saved. Jamaica is a sending nation. 2 persons have accepted the call to go to Abaco, Bahamas, through the mission's mobilization in August 2023. Through a cake sale and the Here I Am, Send Me concert, funds were raised to offset traveling expenses for their trip. The missionaries' families were impacted positively by the fundraising, and church members were revitalized from the challenge presented in giving to the Lord's work. Carlos Gordon from Jamaica is a missionary on global deployment for the Church of the Nazarene in Africa, serving as the regional finance coordinator. Prayer. Pray for a revival in our churches through a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church. Pray for more laborers in the vineyard who are totally surrendered to God and with a zeal for evangelism. Pray that many more souls would be won to Christ as we continue to work together and obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit through our evangelism efforts. Praise. Give thanks for the salvation of 25 children and their continued growth in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise God that relationships are being built and for the 5 persons who have come to Christ as a result of meeting the physical needs of a local community. Alabaster 75th Anniversary Year. Did you know that Alabaster often provides the seed money to get building projects started, which then further develops through local sacrificial giving to see the projects completed? Alabaster funds do much more than simply build buildings. Alabaster sometimes provides the funding to purchase the land upon which to build. Local congregations and districts give sacrificially to complete the projects. Alabaster funds are also used to assist with rent for facilities and to provide housing for pastors. Visit nazarene.org/alabaster to learn more. Prayer. Pray that every receiving congregation will continue to grow their Alabaster project beyond the initial grant of funds. Pray for regional personnel who help throughout the process from application to granting Alabaster funds, including those who assist in the actual building or purchase process. Praise. Praise God for His provision through Alabaster for a wide variety of projects, land purchases, rents, and buildings, which make ministry possible around the world. Praise God for the opportunities to give through Alabaster and for the lives changed and communities reached because you gave. Thank you for giving. Fiji. Fiji is an archipelago of over 330 islands in the South Pacific. The history of Fiji is complex, and the country has struggled to agree on a workable form of government given the many challenges related to the oceanic expanse of the archipelago and the unique histories and customs of these islands. Christianity has been viewed with suspicion historically because of European colonial critique of customs and a misunderstanding or overstatement of what was not understood within the culture. The Church of the Nazarene began its work in 1995 and has attempted a variety of ministry and mission approaches, finding an effective and grace-filled incarnational presence. Fiji is part of the culturally diverse and widespread Melanesia South Pacific field. Youth are a key focus group on the Fiji district, and as you will read in the story that follows, many of the youth are rising to the challenges of the day, seizing opportunities for involvement in projects that will make a difference in Fiji. NMI Snapshot. Passion is more than the name of a church planted in the Navua countryside of Fiji. It is a driving force in all the church does to engage its youth in ministry and missions. The Passion Church of the Nazarene began just before the COVID-19 pandemic, and though the gathering of churches was restricted, Passion continued with Zoom worship services on Sundays and discipleship classes, as well as keeping people connected through online fellowship. Online theology classes also began during this time to encourage local pastors in their studies. In March 2022, 2 of the leaders received their local licenses. In 2023, these pastors received their district licenses. Passion supports the ongoing education of its youth, believing it is important to the holistic development of youth, equipping them and mobilizing them with a heart for missions. Their slogan is, "We do not have to be great to start, but we have to start to be great." The strong commitment of Passion Church of the Nazarene is, 1, to engage young people with biblical and missional stories, 2, to encourage them to pray, 3, to experience a missions trip, and 4, to expand the definition of missions and see their part in the mission of God. These areas of focus led to a missions trip to Vanuatu in 2023. Heavily impacted by 2 back-to-back cyclones, the work in Vanuatu needed help to recover. Youth from Passion in Fiji traveled to Vanuatu, bringing financial assistance from the Community of Grace Church of the Nazarene, as well as practical gifts of clothing. The team also carried out repairs and maintenance work on the missionaries' homes in Vanuatu. Passion is engaged in house-to-house visitation led by the young people, where they share the word, pray for the families of classmates from school, and bless these families with groceries. Discovering that these families do not actually attend any church confirmed the Spirit's prompts to visit them. Face-to-face discipleship sessions that include group discussion, sharing of thoughts and perspectives, and praying together are now incorporated into the regular calendar of Passion. One mindset instilled in our young people is, one life matters. They focus on one friend at a time in school and bring them to their Friday youth group. Friends of our Passion youth now join these sessions, leading to at least one friend of another religion coming to faith in Christ, now excited to be part of the Passion family. On Sunday afternoons, a service is held in Suva, the capital, to cater to our young people in university. Following the service, there is a time of fellowship and a light meal is provided for our university youth and their friends before they return to campus. 4 of Passion's leaders attended the 2023 General Assembly and Conventions, a first for 3 of the 4. Understanding the heart of the church and the scope and depth of being a Nazarene in the global family was one of the biggest takeaways, said Palinda Kaitu, pastor and district NMI president. Spending time and meeting the global family, some of which you only read about, made a significant impact. Being intentional with prayers for global missionaries and local missions involvement is being instilled into our young people's lives. Prayer. Pray that our young people will have a transformational encounter with God and that their church family will have wisdom to know how to advise and guide them on their journey of faith and response. Pray that all local churches will have a clear missions focus that challenges every generation to encounter the world around them with the love and grace of God, impacting lives and making Christ-like disciples. Praise. We praise God for a promising recovery from the pandemic and for those who have felt the call to prepare for ministry through the Passion Church of the Nazarene. We give thanks for all that was provided to make a Youth Alabaster project possible and for their keen interest in missions and building a sustainable church in Fiji.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.